We're going to move next to Lebanon, where the next steps may be influenced by a group that the U.S. designated a terrorist organization. Lebanese protesters are demanding an end to the powerful influence of their neighbor, Syria. Now, some observers are watching the decisions of Hezbollah. Dan Byman is studying that Lebanese group from his post at Georgetown University.
Hezbollah is one of the most organized forces in Lebanon. It is the leader of Lebanon's largest community, the Shia Muslims, and it's also one that has the most dominant military power outside of Syria. It is an open question as to whether the Lebanese armed forces could shut down Hezbollah, and more importantly, would, because Hezbollah is such a popular organization. So where it throws its weight is going to be tremendously important in the time to come.
Hezbollah's name means Party of God, and one of its goals is the establishment of an Islamic State. It's been blamed for attacks against Americans in the past, and has more recently attacked Israel. To some Lebanese, however, this group is seen as heroic because its militias resisted Israel's occupation of southern Lebanon. The party runs Lebanese schools, and its members hold a dozen seats in parliament. But as protests grow against Syria, Hezbollah faces a dilemma. Nicholas Blandford is a correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor in Beirut.
Well, Hezbollah is very much a pro-Syrian organization. It is backed, it has a political cover from Damascus. There is a relationship, a marriage of convenience between Syria and Hezbollah.
Well, in the last few days, as there have been Lebanese protests against Syria, what has this Lebanese group that's supported by Syria done?
Well, they've been watching on the sidelines, ostensibly. They're calling for reconciliation, they're calling for dialogue, they're calling for national unity. Their priority is to come out of this in one piece.
What sort of contacts have there been between Hezbollah leaders and leaders of the Lebanese opposition that is protesting Syria's presence?
Well, there was a meeting yesterday between Ghazi Aridi, who's a close aide to Walid Jumblatt, the most vocal critic of Syria's presence here in Lebanon, and Syed Hassan Nasrallah, who's the Secretary General of Hezbollah. The opposition know that if they can bring Hezbollah on board, then they're basically bringing the Shia community on board.
Are the Syrians also meeting with Hezbollah?
Not officially. There are contacts ongoing, of course. They're looking at each other warily. I think Hezbollah is slightly worried that Syria could sell Hezbollah out to win favor with the international community. The Syrians are probably a little bit concerned that Hezbollah might eventually side with the opposition.
Nicholas Blandford of the Christian Science Monitor says Hezbollah has been preparing for years for the possibility of Syria's departure from Lebanon. At the same time, Dan Byman of Georgetown University says that if Hezbollah backs Syria now, it would deprive the opposition of powerful resources.
Also, Hezbollah is one of the most legitimate actors in Syria, both because of its anti-Israel activities and because of its low level of corruption. If it were supporting Syria, it would be a major feather in Damascus's cap.
Conversely, if Hezbollah threw its weight behind the opposition, could it have the influence to force Syria to go?
If Hezbollah threw its weight against Damascus, it would be a huge blow for the Syrian regime. It would be hard for Syria to say that it was occupying Lebanon with the will and support of the Lebanese people if the most popular and respected organization was publicly against it.
I suppose the situation may also underline the complexities of trying to bring more openness or democracy to any country in the Middle East. You look at these protests in Lebanon, you immediately think of a democracy movement, but one of the groups that could end up being more influential is an Islamist party.
Not only an Islamist party, but one that has used terrorism against the United States in the past and continues to support terrorism against Israel today. A democratic government that reflected Lebanese public sentiment would have to have a huge role for Hezbollah.
And Dan Byman of Georgetown University predicts that in the days ahead, the role of Hezbollah will complicate American policies toward Lebanon.